The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Visa. Visa Business knows there's nothing small about small business. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A few days after Christmas, outside the quiet college town of Middlebury, Vermont, a 17-year-old decided to hold a little unauthorized party. Having worked at the college, he knew about an old farm, which was sometimes used for meetings, so he gave a friend $100 for beer, and before long, the 50 people who showed up had trashed the place. They broke windows, china, antique furniture, and what's worse, this wasn't just any farmhouse. It was the farmhouse where poet Robert Frost spent more than 20 summers before his death in 1963, which is why the court decided to order redemption through poetry. More after this. In all, 28 people, most of them in their teens, had to face the music for last December's trashing of Robert Frost's summer home. They were turned over to Middlebury professor Jay Perini for a lesson rooted in the poems of the man whose home they had vandalized. And he went straight for the big guns, quoting from Frost's The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in the yellow wood. It's a poem about choices. This is the irony, he lectured. You come to a path in the woods where you can choose. Shall I go to this party and get drunk out of my mind or not? Everything in life is choices. And if you're a teenager, you're literally in the woods, he told them. 11 kids turned out for that first lesson, and something must have gotten through. They left without touching the refreshments. But it's too bad, isn't it, that very likely the only poetry seminar they'll attend was part of a punishment. Oh well, it's 2008. Even Robert Frost can't compete with a video of a somersaulting cat in a tutu. Whose house this is, I think I know. A poet lived here long ago, but he won't see us stopping here, or what mischief we intend to sow. For we are free and feel no fear. We are young and full of beer. And when we get our wires crossed, what's right or wrong is never clear. The poetry of Robert Frost shows each decision bears a cost. That even knowing where you are, can't guarantee you aren't lost. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, June 3rd, 2008.